Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, one of us has a key to the city of Batavia. The other will have to sneak in the dead of night. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David has received the keys to the city of Batavia at a ceremony which took place a little under an hour ago, as I recall. And we do have the remarks of David Bellavia after receiving the key to the city, which we're going to play for you in just a moment. And as we move along on the program today, we've got some other stuff to get into as well. And none of it will involve rallies unless some rally suddenly mysteriously appears on the streets of Buffalo or some community around us. But without further hesitation, ladies and gentlemen, let us take you to Batavia and the audio of David Bellavia. And here is what he said after receiving the key to the city of Batavia.
And now, if you'd please stand and welcome home our hometown hero, our own David Bellavia, for a few remarks.
Thank you. Thank you. If you're able to stand and you serve this great country of ours as a veteran of the armed forces, would you please stand and share this this moment with me. Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause today. Especially if you served during the Vietnam War and your generation treated you with shame and disrespect, would you stand and once more hear something that you deserve to hear when you came home from Vietnam, which is thank you for your service and welcome home. I want to thank the city of Batavia, the Batavia City Council, and to all the other members of the media in Western New York. This is not only the geographic center of Western New York, this is the birthplace of Western New York, and it happens to have the best pizza and wings in all of Western New York. So take your Duffs and Anchor Bar Civil War and come out to Batavia and settle the answer right there for all of Western New York. I want to thank Batavia City Council President Eugene Jankowski Jr., New York State Senator Michael Rasenhofer, New York State Assemblyman Steve Hawley, and Genesee County Legislative Chairman Robert Bausch. Thank you so much for your kindness. Batavia is no greater place to raise a family, start a business than right here in Batavia, New York. You know, the outreach tour that I've been conducting. Oh, by the way, I want to also thank my friends and, of course, my beautiful family right over there. Why don't you guys all stand up? There they are. You know, the outreach tour that I've been conducting for the Army since receiving the Medal of Honor a month ago has afforded me the opportunity to see America. And I can assure you that that is not the America that appears on your high-def screens courtesy of cable TV news. When it comes to defending the principles set down in our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, our founders can rest easy knowing that their ideals are well defended by a professional class of warriors that are representative of any pie graph that purports to illustrate our societal divides. The people who inhabit the cities of America, well, they aren't all that different than rural Western New York or Batavia. The suburbs and the city, except for the daily pulse and pace that comes along with great urban density, these places are where we look to arm our armed forces. That's where we staff the men and women who serve. And regardless of geographic, racial, gender, or religious differences, These are what we have successfully molded into the finest fighting force this country has ever seen. Wherever I go, people ask me, what can I do to help the troops? And I tell them, look, I don't need your care packages with your coffee, your beef jerky, or your chapstick, although we do love beef jerky. If you truly care about our nation's future, if you truly love and honor those noble enough to fight on your behalf, teach your children the imperative of national service. That is because our professional armed forces in a democratic republic should never be confused with mercenaries. Today, circumstances have allowed us to defend and protect our great nation without resorting to compulsory service. But that doesn't make us any less of a citizen armed forces. When families consider higher education alternatives for their children and the mountain of debt they are about to incur, why don't you throw in a master's degree in human dynamics and global studies conferred at the University of Fort Benning, Georgia? There, your sons and daughters will be taught how to be an individual in the most meaningful community this country has to offer. They'll learn the value and the cost of liberty. And this institution teaches the importance of treating all people with dignity and respect. And you will find no safe spaces here. I'm a proud alumnus, and that's where I learned my purpose in this world. I followed and learned from great men and women until learned enough to eventually lead finer men and women. And it gave my life direction and meaning. I became able to direct others to achieve common goals without ever falling prey to a sense of victimization and having my decisions in the field mitigated by what was trending. And I would be remiss if I avoided the central purpose of an Army education. When you graduate this course of study, you will leave your adolescence behind. Sadly, that is not the case at many institutions of higher learning, where perpetual adolescence is nurtured and cherished. There is no never-never land in the United States Army. I would argue that this reality makes us better parents, better employees, and better citizens. And that's because our purpose is to defend this country with lethal force if need be. We have been fighting bullies since 1775 and quite effectively. Over time, the United States has become synonymous with freedom and liberty, and not just throughout this country, but throughout the entire globe. We have never been enthusiastic about our role in this world, but it is a responsibility, it is a burden that we dare not shirk in a very dangerous world filled with truly dark forces. When we've eliminated one, there always seems to be another to fill that vacuum. And we realize the best way to avoid conflict is to be prepared to bring overwhelming strength to bear should anyone be reckless and foolish enough to threaten our citizens and our allies. In the words of our first commander-in-chief, to be prepared for war is one of the most effectual means for preserving peace. Look around you and see that America is still the shining city on the hill. We serve regardless of who the president is, regardless of what party controls Congress, and we put our politics aside as homage to the transcendent idea of what America is. When we are committed to combat, we demonstrate what we are willing to risk, and that is everything for our way of life and this beautiful country. So long as recruiting stations remain open, so long as young people from Batavia, New York, see this nation as the best hope for world peace and understanding, America's future is very quite secure. I ask you to be a part of the greatest force of good that God has ever created. Join the United States military and use your gifts for our common defense. We don't do it for awards. We don't do it for keys to the city. And by the way, if any veteran gets locked out of Batavia, we now have a key, by the way. We'll get you in. But we do it for the common good. We do it for the common decency. We do it for the sake of our liberty, and we do it for the liberty of generations to come. You will thank yourself, your hometown will thank you, and you will also thank your recruiter. Thank you very much for your love, thank you for your kindness, and thank you for treating every veteran in Western New York, every veteran in Batavia that you see in Main Street or in Walmart, like they've been to combat, and like they are also recipients of the Medal of Honor. Batavia loves their veterans. Batavia loves this country. And I very much appreciate your kindness and support. Thank you very much.
And that is David Bellavia and his comments after receiving the key to the city of Batavia just about an hour ago, and his remarks in their entirety. We might play them back one time in the 5 o'clock hour for you, for those who got out of work, who were at work right now and unable to get to a radio and hear what David Bellavia had to say after receiving the key. And I know of nothing that the city of Buffalo or any of the other municipalities have organized to honor David Bellavia. It was the Monday before and the Tuesday of the Medal of Honor ceremony that the lights at night in the city of Buffalo were lit up to commemorate David Bellavia receiving the Medal of Honor. But I know of nothing else locally that is going to be done by any municipality, city, or government entity to honor David Bellavia. So that is David Bellavia and his speech after getting the key to the city, which actually the whole key to the city thing goes back to the medieval times, back when cities were behind walls and they were behind lock and key and heavy oaken or wooden doors. And the key is, and usually always has been, a symbolic thing. It does not mean, for example, that if you do live in Batavia, David Bellavia is going to be, you know, just crashing in your house anytime he feels like it, just in case anybody might have thought that. But certainly a tremendous honor for David Bellavia, one that he certainly feels, and one his family was able to take part in, looking on as bystanders as David Bellavia receives the key to the city of Batavia. Now, moving on News Radio 930 WBEN, we haven't really had a chance to talk about this in great detail, but I want to, and that is the subject at hand, which is the subject at claw, or would that be at paw, and that is the subject of cat declawing. The governor of New York State has signed into law legislation that bans cat declawing. No exceptions. Veterinarians will be fined $1,000 if they declaw a cat. And ladies and gentlemen, the unintended consequences of this are so easily predictable, it's not funny. In fact, we had a poll at WBEN.com asking people what they're going to do now that cat declawing is outlawed in New York State. We gave people the choice, not adopt any more cats, have the procedure done elsewhere, and there was one other choice. But by and large, the overwhelming majority of people who responded to our online poll, 65% said they would not adopt any cat in the future. And you can put me in that number as well. Now, there are other factors which go into my decision not to bring in another animal. But, you know, if I could reverse the calendar 10 or 15 years, if this law had been in effect, I would not have taken in the cats I've taken in. Unfortunately, cats can be destructive. And every cat is different. Some cats, yeah, you might be able to train them. By and large, my experience with cats is cats going to do what cats going to do. And humans are simply along for the ride in a feline-controlled household. And the last thing people want, I think, is to have their furniture absolutely destroyed by a cat with claws, their carpeting destroyed by a cat with claws, their bedding, their drapes, all the nice things that you have in your home. I know somebody who shall remain nameless who had a cat with claws, and that claw did a number on her dining room table like you wouldn't believe. Forget about the scratching post. Cat wasn't interested in the scratching post. Forget about all of the alternatives this person had around. The cat insisted upon scratching this dining room table into absolute worthlessness and oblivion. So it really ought to be a discussion between the cat owner, the pet owner, and the veterinarian. And all New York State has done, I mean, first of all, isn't it really weird? A full-term abortion is fine in New York State. Getting cats declawed in New York State isn't. That is, that just speaks for itself what this left-wing socialist agenda is in New York State. This absolute control of everything from the womb to the tomb, from cradle to grave. Everything has to be controlled. And was there some big movement in New York State that somehow I missed out on? Were people picketing outside the governor's office? Were people picketing outside the legislature? Oh, please pass a law that would ban the declawing of cats. Now, the veterinarians, they are opposed to this bit of legislation. The cynics will say it's all about the Benjamins, it's all about the money. The more practical people would say this is a decision and a discussion to be had between a pet owner and the cat he or she is thinking about bringing into the home. And I would not have a cat in my house that was not declawed. Sorry, it's not worth it. There are some nice things that I have. I would like to keep them nice. And I've never had a cat with the intention of that cat being an outside cat. I don't like it when people bring cats into their home and then let the animal out into the neighborhood. There are too many risks in a neighborhood. There are cars, there are trucks, there are coyotes, there are other natural predators, there are dogs. Did I mention other cats? I heard a cat fight the other night that sounded like that each cat was going to end up lethally, fatally wounded. But if you are bringing a cat home, why don't you make it a house pet? There is no compelling need for a cat to go outside. A cat is perfectly happy living its entire life inside without ever experiencing what it is like outside. You know, what they don't know, they don't know. And unfortunately, if you let the cat out a few times, the cat is probably going to want to go outside or try to sneak outside as much as it possibly can. So if you do have an indoor cat, the key is to keep that cat indoor. And I've had indoor cats my entire life. The indoor cats I've had, Glenna sneaked out once. She sneaked out once for about 20 seconds before I ran her down, grabbed her by the tail, wouldn't let go, carried her into the house. The other cats, before I had full custody of the other cats, they sneaked out of their previous home a couple of times, but thank God showed no interest or no desire to go outside after that. And the only other cat that I had that was an outdoor cat was the terrorist cat, otherwise known as Haley Cat. Haley was the one who was the spawn of Satan. Haley was the one who you would take her to the veterinarian and you would swear that Linda Blair was in the car from The Exorcist, that Linda Blair was there with her head spinning around 360 degrees, making all kinds of guttural sounds. So I want your thoughts on this bill, this law, actually, the New York State law that is going to ban the declawing of cats and what it is likely to do to you and your future options for bringing in cats to the home. And the unintended consequence is going to be seen, I think, very, very soon. You are going to see the shelters and the various SPCAs, you are going to see them absolutely swamped with cats they can't adopt, because there are a lot of people. And I would love to know, if you are somebody who is a cat person, have you chosen to declaw? Have you not chosen to declaw? What is this law going to do? I have declawed every indoor cat I've ever had. And please don't tell me about, oh, it cuts through the bone. Oh, it's painful for the cat. Oh, it's agony for the cat. I've been with four cats immediately following the declawing procedure. Not a single one of them showed the slightest bit of discomfort, pain, or even awareness of what had just happened. They were all perfectly content. I've seen people in greater pain with slivers than the cats were, which was no pain at all after the declawing procedure. This is much ado about nothing. All it's going to do is overwhelm shelters, and before long, the shelters are going to have to do what they used to do in the old days. They're going to be forced to euthanize cats because there will be too many cats and too few people willing to open up their homes for a cat.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because why would you? Why would you have your possessions damaged by the scratching of a cat when you can't do anything about it in terms of having the animal declawed? So I would like to hear from those of you who are fellow cruel people who declawed your cats, because I'm one of you. I declawed every single indoor cat. No adverse consequence whatsoever to the cat. Each cat lived well beyond a normal lifespan, or at least the normal lifespan. Unfortunately, the one got a cancer from being vaccinated against rabies. Yeah, get your cat vaccinated against rabies. Had the cat vaccinated against rabies, it came down with injection site cancer, which was a common thing about 10, 15 years ago. But I think they rectified that with the vaccine. But a lot of people lost animals because they had the cats vaccinated. And looking back on it, why did I even have it vaccinated against rabies? It wasn't an outdoor cat anyway. I guess just on the off chance that it was going to be, possibly sneaking outside, even though that never happened. Replay David Bellavia's comments after getting the key to the city of Buffalo coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, probably after the news at 5:30, sometime in there. Right now, though, the cat declawing law in New York State, no declawing, no exceptions, $1,000 fine against veterinarians who do it. And this is so stupid because all it is going to do, I love cats. If you've listened to the show long enough, you know I love cats. And this is going to definitely permanently put me out of the cat adoption business. I had other factors that were playing into the decision, but this basically is the exclamation point at the end of the sentence. And the sentence is, I will not be adopting any other cat in the future. Period. Exclamation point. Probably bad punctuation, but you get the idea. 803-0930, the phone number. Let's go to Kim in West Seneca. Kim, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. I think it should be a personal choice.
Keep going. Don't tell me that's all you got.
Because the government's supposed to do their job, not be involved in our life.
I just don't see any point to the declawing law. It's like this is all they've got to do in Albany. We've got roads that look like Beirut, and they decide that this is what a priority is for them
to fix. So to me, that's ridiculous. And then what are they going to do? Go door to door and say, I want to check your cat?
Yeah, well, they're going to enforce it likely at the veterinary level. I'm sure that the state will put together undercover squads of people calling veterinarians to see if on the sly they might be willing to do a declaw. But, I mean, the business opportunities, thank you, the business opportunities for veterinarians are pretty enormous. All you should really do, you could go to Pennsylvania, you could go to Ohio, you could order a, establish a veterinary practice right across the border. You could advertise it heavily in New York State. Hey, I do declawing, and I'm only 2 minutes from the state border. But seriously, I'm not going to drive to Pennsylvania to adopt a cat. I'm not going to take a cat to Pennsylvania to have it declawed. I simply will not have another cat. End of story. Isn't the state happy? More homeless cats. I hope that they're proud of themselves. Here is Jerry in Clarence on WBEN. Jerry.
Yes, you have to be careful with cats with claws. They claw you. My brother just died from cat clawing his arm. He was in frail health to begin with. And a cat clawed him from his elbow to his wrist.
Okay, whatever you have on in the background, could you please turn it off?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why the call screener says, please turn your radio down because of events like this.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I said, be careful if you have a cat with claws. If he claws you, take care of it right away. Because my brother died. He was in frail health to begin with, but he loved his cat. And the cat was like a kind of a crazy cat, and he was petting him, and the cat got him from his elbow right down to his wrist.
And cats will do that if they get overstimulated.
Yeah, well, he died.
And what was the cause of death, like septicemia, something like that?
Something like that from the cat's claws, because he was a mouser.
Yeah.
A rat or whatever you call it.
And there's nothing the doctors could do as far as antibiotics to help your brother?
He was in the hospital.
Wow, did they have him on an IV drip and all?
They had him on, he had cancer to begin with. Prostate cancer?
Yeah, well, an I can understand a damaged immune system, a compromised immune system, and a seriously deep scratch from a cat. I can easily see how something very untoward could happen. I had a bad experience myself. Fortunately, I was in good health, so nothing came of it, but it could have.
Well, my My brother is, I can't, it's hard to talk about him. But anyway, he's dead, thanks to the cat.
Well, I'm glad you called, and don't know if having the cat declawed would have made a difference, because, see, what you might not be aware of, too, is when they declaw a cat, typically they don't do the front and the back legs. Typically what most of us cat people have done is we've had the front claws declawed, because those are the ones that do most of the damage to your furniture. They do most of the damage, well, to your arm, I suppose, and do most of the damage to anything in the house that you want to to preserve. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, between the smell of cat urine and declawing of cats, or not being able to declaw cats, cats might be a very tough sell in the future as far as house pets are concerned, at least here in New York State. Here is Kathy on a car phone on WBEN. Kathy, I'm a cat lover, but no more.
Well, I'm a cat lover. I'm an all animal lover. And I would think that the governor would have more things to worry about than poor cats. I'm lucky. I have six cats. They're all very clean, all very healthy. I had two of them declawed in the front, and the other ones were feral cats, and I got them fixed at Operation Pets so they didn't declaw them. But you alluded to the same thing I was going to say. Why didn't that idiot just say, don't declaw them in the back so they have some protection if they can get out? But leave the front claws alone and let people choose to take care of their animals the way they want to. This guy just he's just making things worse on the animals. I'm a big 10 Lives Club supporter, and now they're going to have a very difficult time.
Yeah, did I hear one of their supporters saying something like, this is a great day for cats? One of the people with that organization? I hope I didn't hear that right.
Oh, no. I think if you heard the same one I heard on the news, no, it was just the opposite. This is they have a waiting list, actually, for people who want the declawed cats, because believe it or not, people, they still dump their cats, they still get rid of their cats.
Yeah, especially in the country, if you've got a farm or anything like a barn, people think that you have an endless supply of room for every cat they don't want. My cat was a drop-off at Glen Park in Williamsville.
Well, believe it or not, Tom, I just took a cat into 10 Lives Club that was dropped off, and I found out, I took it to the vet, it had a chip, and it was actually purchased from the SPCA. The people didn't want it anymore. They dumped it off in Derby, and now the cat's at the 10 Lives Club. I mean,
well, I sure hope the 10 Lives Club gets in touch with the SPCA and makes sure those people never get to adopt another animal from there.
We've already taken care of that.
Good.
Yes, we have. But, I mean, you already spoke about what I was going to say, that maybe just leave the, you know, if you can leave the back claws on so they have some defense if they can get out, leave the front alone. Luckily, I'm good. My animals, they don't scratch anything, I'm okay with it. And I still hope people will adopt. It's very important.
Well, I can no longer make that recommendation, because I can't tell people to do something I would not do at this point. I would not adopt a cat in New York State at this point, because if you get a cat and it starts scratching the hell out of everything, you are SOL.
Yeah, well,
you might have a Kittinger dining room set. You really want your cat to destroy that kind of furniture? I don't think so.
Well, I got to say, I've never had that happen. And
I've seen it happen. Not with a Kittinger, but,
I believe you. I'm lucky. I've never had that happen. And as far as my furniture, I just put the plastic little corner pieces on my couches, but actually my cats have never even gone next to the couch to even scratch anything or any of the furniture, so I am lucky.
Well, every cat I've ever had, and we're talking about the declawed animals, they have made the scratching motion where, you know, so I know if I had left the claws in, they would have scratched the hell out of the furniture, thus making it ugly and unusable and undesirable.
I'm all for an inside cat having the front claws out. I do have the back claws in my cats, just in case they did get out. But I hope that this can be overturned with the SPCA's and the cats.
I didn't hear boo out of any of the animal organizations.
Oh, it was on the news. They had the 10 Lives Club.
No, I mean, yesterday, yeah, but as far as speaking out in opposition to this law, I didn't hear anything.
Oh,
before it was a law.
Talking about it yesterday. I mean, before it happened, I can't.
I mean, where was their advocacy when this thing was in the offing?
I wondered, did anybody know about it? Did he sneak that through like he does?
Well, this is about the third show we've done on it. We've been talking about it since the state legislature was debating it. We thought it was kind of a joke at first, and now it's the law of the land in New York State. Such is the way of New York State.
My concern is, did they actually... did it come out that they were actually going to vote or sneak it under?
No, it was all done in the open. This was not NY Safe. This was all done in public.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can work on and get that overturned. I really do think that would be important.
Well, it would have been a lot easier to lobby before the fact. I don't know exactly what they did or did not do, but I don't remember any of these groups putting up a big stink.
No, I wish they would have.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Paul in Buffalo. Paul.
Yeah, Tom. I've had two cats. One I got as a kitten, and I had it declawed, and I had it for over 13 years. And I somehow picked up a stray that followed me home, and it had claws. And it didn't do no damage, but because it was an outside cat when I picked it up, and he never did any scratching. He did his routine around the neighborhood and always came home. But the thing is, Tom, pets are considered property. I don't know if anybody said this, but pets are considered property. So the state is telling you what you can do with your property. You should have that choice. What is the next thing that the state is going to tell us that we can do with our property? They tell us enough stuff already, but they're going to, to me, it's a slippery slope, and they're going to find more ways. Oh, you can't water your lawn? Why not have a lawn? Let's get rid of a lawn. You're using too much water.
Right. That's a good point. Excellent point.
You know, it's more of a property right, because in civil court, it's considered property. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. And let's go to Mark in Eggertsville. You are on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Great show. The previous guy brought up a lot of good property points that I agreed with. My current cat is about 7 years old. I hope to have him for about another 10 years. But when he passes on, what am I going to do for my next adoption? I think this is the end of the road for me.
Well, I know it's the end of the road for me. If I can't have a cat declawed, I'm not going to have a house cat that's going to destroy my furniture, so I'm done with cats.
Mm-hmm. And what you said about your own cat, my cat continues to simulate the behavior of clawing on furniture.
Indeed.
Over the last 50 years, a lot of our previous cats have. All of them have. And back when we did have cats with claws, you know, good luck to the people who think that you're going to restrict the cat to a scratching post. I haven't seen that happen.
I'm only laughing because I've seen somebody who tried that, and I see what their dining room table looks like, at least as of a few years ago.
Yeah.
In other words, they didn't have the cat declawed, but they really should have had the cat declawed. And when I would get a kitten, that would be one of the first things I would do after making sure the animal was fixed. I'd make sure it was declawed as young as possible.
Right. The vet wanted to get to when Max was a kitten, we got him up to about 5 pounds so that he could have the procedure.
So you are basically done. You're done with cats after your current cat leaves this world. You are done adopting cats, and I am too. I'm done. I did my part. I'm done. All the people who don't want cats to be declawed, they can pick up the slack.
Yep. I mean, in my family for 50 years, the cats have had beautiful, indoor, happy lives.
I hear you, brother. Hold on if you have more to say, because I've got a hard break here coming up that I can't really blow off on WBEN, talking about New York State's law. No more declawing of cats. And I wonder, for how many of you, is this the end of the road when it comes to cats? Nice to know that other people spill stuff outside of this talk studio, Alan. Sometimes I wonder how we're equipped. Cat declawing. Are you not going to get cats anymore? 65% of people in the WBEN.com poll say with this law, they're done adopting cats. No more cats. They're simply not going to adopt them. And I can easily see that because I've had cats with me every single day from the time I was maybe 20-odd years old until the current day. But once my current animal expires, there will be no more cats in the household. And even if I was 10 years younger, there would be no more cats in the household. Simple reason, if I can't get it declawed, I'm not going to bring it into the house. And I refuse to bring in a pet, fall in love with the pet, and have it be an outdoor cat. See, outdoor cats should always have claws because they need to defend themselves. But my cats have always been indoor cats, and I could never understand people letting their cats out to deal with traffic, to deal with natural predators, etc. It makes me sad when I see that because there's going to come a morning Fluffy is not coming home. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Steve in Eden. Steve, you are on.
Yeah, I was just calling. I was wondering when Adolph Cuomo is going to tell you what to feed your animals, everything. I mean, we had cats with the kids growing up. We had them front and rear declawed, so the kids don't walk around the rest of their life with the scar on their face.
You know, that's a really good point. I think back to first grade. I remember a little girl who had a nasty scar on her face or a nasty scratch on her face one day, and I asked what caused it, and she said, well, my cat. And I remember as a kid, because we didn't have cats when I was a kid, I remember as a kid thinking, my goodness, who would want an animal in their house as a pet that's going to do that to you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with a dog and everything, it's different, but a cat, they don't know when they're kittens and stuff, and especially if you have little kids or older people around, and they go into their litter box, underneath their nails, they get the disease in there from going in the litter box, they can get underneath your skin. So you're going to have more people going to the emergency room, so our health care is going to go up? This guy is retarded. I mean, at 13 years old, you rebel against your parents, but no one here in New York State wants to rebel against this idiot?
Well, they've had chances, but he is reelected every time he runs in landslides. You're talking about Andrew Cuomo.
In New York State.
Well, that's because of New York City and counties like Erie County.
Yeah, and people won't stand up anymore.
Well, it's just that there aren't enough people in the counties where people actually think clearly to make a difference. Manhattan calls the shots for the rest of us.
Yeah.
It's like when he signed the so-called farm bill. Where did he sign it? Did he sign it on an upstate farm? No, he signed it in Manhattan.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much for the call. We will continue taking calls on this. And again, it's you could not find somebody who is more pro-cat, somebody who is a bigger cat lover than I. My cats have been declawed because they have been inside cats. And I will tell you that when this cat is no longer among us, no more cats for me. Even if I was 10 years younger, I would not adopt another cat. Why would I? I have things in my house that I don't want destroyed. And every cat that I've ever had, even without claws, they have made the scratching simulation against the dining room table. And I'm sorry, I love cats, but I don't need my property and my personal possessions that I happen to value. I don't need them destroyed because I've chosen to open up my home to an animal. And I don't think I'm alone. 65% of people in the WBEN poll, and it's non-scientific, but I don't think it's inaccurate, agree with what I'm saying. They're not going to bring in cats anymore either. These shelters are going to be absolutely overwhelmed with cats, and they're going to be wishing that they'd have spoken up when they still had a chance.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.